Now, this morning, we have Diego, and you'll get to know Diego a little bit more as the hour goes on. He'll be singing original songs as he accompanies himself on acoustic guitar, and we'll open up with his first song. This is Diego.
You gotta be the best, or you end up less. And that's okay, cause we're all still getting faster. You gotta be the best, and do the best you can. And you'll be on your way to the promised land. Just be the best. Still sleeping. You gotta be the best, do only the best you can be. Maybe then we'll finally be free. So maybe then we'll finally be free. Just be the best.
Diego, live on the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me a bit about yourself, where you're from, and I know you paint as well.
Yeah. So I'm an artist. I try to do as much music and painting as much as I can. I grew up in western Pennsylvania. I was born in Long Island. My parents are from all around the world, so I do a lot of traveling as well. And all that influences my music and my painting. So I have some shows coming up for both. But I put this record out last summer. It was a collection of songs that I had and had been working on and was looking for an outlet for them. So I recorded, it's kind of like a long EP. You can find that at my website, www.diegopop.com, along with some videos and such. And yeah, I just try to stay as busy as I can with the arts, that's for sure.
So you were born in Long Island, but
yes,
raised primarily in Pittsburgh?
Outside of Pittsburgh, closer to Johnstown, in a little town called Ebensburg.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. People know Ebensburg.
Sure. And there's some stuff going on there.
Folks listening in that area, that's good to know. Did you spend any time on Long Island at all before you came to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I grew up there.
What town?
I was, that's a funny story, actually. I was born at home, not in a hospital, and in a little town called Quogg. And my birth certificate says that I am the first, it just says one. I'm like the first person born in Quogg, Long Island, New York.
I think I've been there.
Yeah, it's by the Hamptons, close to East Hampton.
Is it near Glen Cove? Do you know the town Glen Cove?
I think it's nearby. It's on the south side of the island, out on the east.
So you have birth certificate number one.
Yeah, my family likes to joke around and says that I'm the first son of Quogg.
The son of Quogg. And I'm curious about the guitar you're playing, and other people maybe too. Can you tell me about it?
This is the first guitar I ever had. This was my mother's. She's from Spain. And this was a handmade classic Spanish nylon string. The Spanish flamenco guitars have a little bit of they don't resonate as long as the classic ones, which are made for holding out chords. These are more made for stuff like, just kind of dead tone. But this is the first guitar I've ever had. It's still the only acoustic that I have. It has been through the ringer. It has lots of battle scars and whatnot. But I'll never get rid of it, and I love playing it.
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. Did you learn it all from your mom growing up?
I think she taught me the Yellow Submarine. that was one of the few she knew how to play. And then I think it was pretty obvious that I developed a quick interest and affinity for the instrument. When she realized that I knew many more songs than she did, that was when she just gave it to me.
Here, take this.
Yeah, exactly.
Diego is who you're listening to right now, and it's good to have you here. Let's get another song. We'll talk a little bit more. I'd like to learn more about your art, too. What would you like to do next?
So this next one, I'm going to be playing all songs from the EP that I released, and we're going to finish up with a single that I'm about to release before the summer. But this song is called Things We Are. And if I was a fountain, I'd make your dreams come true. Close your eyes and let me cool your face like a summer rain. And if I was a gray whale, you'd be my ocean blue. I'd swim in you forever and never know the end of you. And if I was a flower, you'd be my bumblebee. I'd help you feed your children and be glad you came by to say hello to me. And all the things we could be could never be as sweet as what we are. So in the meantime, maybe the things we are. Said if I was vanilla ice cream, you'd be my apple pie. The sensation of the nation putting smiles in the people's eyes. And if I was a baby, if I was a giant robot, you'd be my mastermind. You'd show me how to save us from invasion of the alien kind. And if I was a werewolf, you would be my full moon. And without you, I wouldn't be such a wild kind of dude. And all the things we could be could never be as sweet as what we are.
Diego here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live and performing live. Rob Hoskin, I don't know if you know Rob, but he says he's the best underneath a picture of
Thanks,
you on
Rob.
Facebook
that
we
in.
Just posted. Rob's a longtime SLB listener. So you're painting it. It's a little hard to tell from the website. I looked at it. I think I saw some watercolors. What do you work in?
Well, if you want to see my painting website, there is a separate one.
Ah,
it
okay.
Is, I guess for booking reasons, I keep them a little separate. But the painting website is www.diegoburns.com. Burns is B-Y-R-N-E-S. And I actually went to school for painting at IUP. I was always playing music. I was in lots of bands. But I graduated with a bachelor's degree of fine arts with a focus in painting. And I have had one show in the city. It was at the Art Crawl on Penn Avenue in Garfield last May. And it went great. It was a solo show. I filled up the whole room and at Image Box Gallery, which is a great space. And it was great. So I got the taste of having the show, and I'm getting ready for another one, hopefully sometime next fall. And it's just going to be a collection of my oil paintings, some landscapes. I'm pretty big on the landscapes. That's kind of my favorite stuff.
Yeah, there's some nice stuff. And you've used some of your work in videos, right?
Yes. Yeah, so the single from the EP that I released last summer features a music video, which was made by myself and in collaboration with my friend Adam Chismar, who runs Mindcrime Studios. And I was I put some stop motion animations of my own paintings together, and he added a lot of other sequences, like some mostly computer animated, and he edited it all together. And that was a great collaboration. I've been painting for so long, but it's great to make the move, and especially working with somebody like him who had some more experience in the field.
Can folks see that at your website?
Yes, so it's DiegoPop.com.
So that might
it's featured there.
Yeah, it might be fun to see Diego Pop, both spelled the usual way, .com. So how did you know growing up that painting interested you?
Well, the drawing came before the music. That's for sure. There's a quote from John Lennon. I think he might have got it from a different child psychologist, but it was something along the lines of everybody is an artist until someone tells them they're not. You know, and I think that was more reflected towards children. But nobody ever told me I wasn't a good drawer or a little painter when I was a kid. So I just kind of kept going with it. And I knew I wanted to do it in university. And IUP was a great place for that. Like I said, I love landscapes. It was nice to be surrounded by a little bit of the countryside.
Yeah, I'll bet. And I'm sure you sharpened skills while you were there. Did they teach you much about the business of art?
Not so much. There are fine arts business degrees, but the one I was in was definitely focused on the studio.
That's the because I don't know that much about it, but there would be a lot to learn.
Yes,
as people ply
and
their craft.
There definitely is, and I am definitely still learning. That's for sure.
Yeah, you burn your hand every now and then.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
then come back.
Got to make your own mistakes, but I've been really fortunate and grateful to be here in Pittsburgh, and it's a great scene, and I'm just so glad people are excited about it.
That's great. Are you playing out much?
I haven't much this winter. I had a lot of great shows last summer and in the fall, and I'm getting ready for, I think, what's going to be a great summer.
It's a little early for some of those bookings, but you like to do festivals and
I love doing
like
festivals. I'm waiting to hear the final announcements of the lineups for a couple great ones in the city and nearby. Outside, and I think it's going to be a great summer.
Great. If you're just joining us, this is Diego. We're talking about his paintings, which you can learn more about at DiegoBurns.com. His music, of course, is why he, not of course, but his music is the primary reason he's playing this morning at DiegoPop.com. Of course is one of those phrases I try never to say, because if something is of course, like why say it? Everybody already knew it. Right?
Well, it does apply to Mr. Ed the Horse, so, which I'm a big fan of myself. But.
True. That would be the one. That would be the one definite thing it applies to. But that's one of my little pet things. But of course, DiegoPop.com is his website. I want to talk a little bit about your writing. But first, why don't we listen to another song? What would you like to do next?
Sure. So this is a song. It's the last song on the EP. It's definitely a ballad. And I wrote it about my now fiance, soon to be wife. And it's a slower song. We still play it live, and it has a nice slow tempo to it, but I think it's a great acoustic song as well, so I'm excited to play it here. Pretty baby, can't you stay with me? Pretty lady, maybe someday you'll see that if I give up, I will never sleep. Yeah. And if I do, maybe then my soul you'll keep. Missing you so hard, my life is dim. Thinking about you sometimes hurts within. When around you there is no more gray, yeah. That's when I know all the colors here to stay. Take me, baby. Take me one more time. Always fills me up. Nothing else could ever hold my love. And when I kiss you, I am free. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Baby, thanks for doing that for me. Take me, baby. Finish line, time is not my enemy. Oh, whoa, baby, a few steps are like an endless sea. Whoa, whoa, and if we believe you are there, you are standing right there next to me.
Diego, with a song written for his future wife. That's a pretty song. What's her name?
Her name is Sarah. She's the children's librarian at the Swickley Academy, K-5. So here in the Children's Institute, I think she'd feel right at home.
That's a nice song. A couple questions. You mentioned you've traveled a lot. Your mom is from Spain originally. Have you, like growing up, did you spend time in Europe or?
I did for a few years when I was about 3 to 6.
Nice.
I used to speak Spanish very well at that time, and I've been struggling to get it back, but I'm doing a lot better than I was a few years ago.
If you're not speaking it consistently, it's got to be hard. Where were you in Spain?
We floated around Madrid. If you asked where my mother was from in Spain, she moved around a lot, but I think she would say Madrid.
Yeah.
And so we spent some time there and in the south in an area called Malaga, which is it's kind of where flamenco is from. So I don't have too many conscious memories of listening to the flamenco music, but I'm sure it was around. And
You must have, and that's what, one reason I was curious, because 3 to 6 years of age, typically there's a lot of strong childhood memories of certain things. So you've got to remember that time pretty well.
I definitely remember like the area and especially the beach. I've always loved the beach. I mean, growing up on Long Island as well. But I think I remember some of that flamenco and some concerts where they were all dancing, and it's pretty high energy stuff.
I only spent maybe a week or two in Madrid.
Great.
I mostly remember the food.
The food is fantastic. Yes,
the food and some cobblestone streets, and I did not get to the beach. And I actually didn't hear much music because of the nature of my trip. But I did spend some time hiking some beautiful woods too.
Oh, great!
So it was a nice trip.
Yeah.
So tell me about writing. When did you develop yourself as a songwriter? Were you writing songs as a teenager?
Yeah, definitely like preteen. I had this acoustic guitar, but I quickly got into rock and roll and wanted an electric. And I think I got the first electric guitar like 8th grade. Around 7th or 8th grade. And it just felt like as soon as you get some gear, somebody wants to start a band. You know, so and I was pretty into punk at the time. I still love it, but I just don't play it as much. But
who did you like?
Oh, man, Rancid at the time was big for me. Stuff like Dead Kennedys. And Green Day was actually my grandmother bought me Green Day Dookie. That was one of the first real CDs I ever owned. But yeah, definitely some of that more popular stuff of that time, and definitely a lot of the more old school punk that was a little more off the beaten path. But I got into writing for punk bands. I think the first couple of bands I was really writing with people in the band. It was a very collaborative effort. But then I quickly started writing my own stuff kind of on the acoustic as well. And yeah.
The other thing I was curious about is when you play out, is it typically yourself or do you have some guys you play with?
I actually started writing a lot of these songs that you're hearing today in like the open mic night scene here in Pittsburgh. A lot of the great little sessions and nights at Acoustic Cafe, especially when it was at Club Cafe, but they do a great job at Mr. Small's as well now. The album is very different. It's full band. There's horns, lots of synths and keyboards.
Nice.
And normally when we book a gig, I try to have the band reflect that. But I do love stripping it down in sessions like this and going back to the open mic nights a little bit as well.
You're listening to Diego, and you can learn more about his music at diegopop.com. Including the existing EP and a forthcoming single, which we'll hear a little bit later this morning. We probably have time for a couple more songs. I'm not sure what you brought with you today.
A couple more we can play.
I think, did we make it through the EP? I think we did. Did you, or is there any?
I've got how many would you like to
do? I think we can do 3 more.
Great.
As long as, okay.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Excuse us while we negotiate.
No, that's all right.
I should have written a number down on a piece of paper, and you could write a number
down on a
piece of paper.
Well, I brought more than enough, that's for sure.
And we'd swap them and see if we matched, but... That should be about the right number. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, by the way. Thank you for doing so. Learn more about us at slbradio.org and Facebook or Twitter at slbradio. What's next?
All right, so this is kind of a reggae-inspired jam. This one's called When I Wake Up in the Morning.
When I wake up in the morning, ooh, yeah. When I wake up in the morning, at you, yeah, you. When I wake up in the morning, I'm so happy to see you. Ooh. When I wake up in the morning, when I wake up in the morning, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I wake up in the morning, I look everywhere for you. Yeah, you. When I wake up in the morning, I'm so happy to see you. Yeah, you. I see forever for more, so I can dream of you more. When I sleep forever, yeah, walk down those white sandy shores. And oh, darling, please say in the morning be there to rouse me from dreams right there in the air. I'll see you.
Nice song, and it sounds great on that guitar too.
Yeah, thank you.
It's rare. Well, we don't hear too many, you know, nylon string guitars, and to hear something done that way, I could tell it was. I was pretty sure it was a Spanish guitar when you started playing it. My brother, who's a guitarist, has one or two Spanish guitars in his world of guitars. I'm not sure how many.
They have a very distinct sound, and these strings are particularly nice, old and dead sounding, which is kind of nice for the strumming.
But yeah, I mean, there's a percussive sound.
Yeah,
and,
definitely
a sound. And you're really, it sounds like you like a wide range of music too.
For sure. I have a hard time narrowing it down.
Good thing is you don't have to
do
that.
Yes, which I feel very fortunate for.
So when you're in recording with the arrangements as mm-hmm. complex as the ones you described, how is that process for you? It can be pretty frustrating. Depending on your state of mind, or not frustrating, but painstaking is maybe the better word.
Well, I mean, the only frustrating experiences I've had are from my own end, like having an idea and trying to get it out right. But I have to say I've been fortunate to work with complete professionals for all the session musicians that I asked to be involved in the record, so there was no frustrations on that end.
and that's really, that's a good point, is mm-hmm. I would think it would be more it's very hard if you hear something in your head and you know exactly what you want it to be.
Yeah.
And you've got the same issue as a graphic artist as well. or visual artist, if there's something in your head that
that
you,
might be worse.
I've always, I have that issue a lot, where in my head I know exactly how I would like something to sound, sometimes to look, but more often to sound, and trying to get that out of your head and out into the world is not always the easiest thing.
It's not always easiest, but I got to say that the best that's worked out for me usually is, with painting, I tend to work by myself, but with music, I love collaborating. And when you get a bunch of people in a room, you might have an idea, but one of the beautiful things about the language of music, the collaborative music, is that it tends to just end up being something else. I think if I have ever been frustrated, it's because I wasn't going with the flow.
Yeah. Well, you're human.
Exactly.
That's bound to happen. But yeah, I think things do often go in different directions. I would imagine when you paint, I would imagine you sometimes go in a direction completely different than you expected.
Yeah, it's kind of like Bob Ross said, you got to make little decisions along the way. I tend to start with a drawing first. That usually keeps me on track, but it's great to switch it up. But like I said, with the music, it's good to have ideas, but it's good to stay flexible because stay open to the creativity, the creative process. I think the process is... it's just as important as the idea before it,
Diego's kind of a two-for-one guest. You can see his art at Diego Byrnes, BYRNES.com. Learn about his music, DiegoPop.com. We're going to do two more. I think we're going to close with the single that's forthcoming, but what do you want to do before that?
Well, I just got back from vacation. I was in Buenos Aires, and this is the first time I picked up the guitar since I got back yesterday. And one of my favorite songsmiths just passed away, Chuck Berry. So I want to do a little Johnny B. Goode. It's a song I've been playing for since I was like 13. So
I hear Johnny B. Goode on that guitar is going to be a lot of fun.
Let's do it. Let's give it a shot. Right. All right. Country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play the guitar just like a ringing bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny B. Goode. He used to carry his guitar up in a gunny sack, beneath the trees on Mozzarella tracks. Well, the engineer never saw him sitting in the shade, strumming to the rhythm that the drivers made. Well, people passing by would always stop and say, oh my, look at how that country boy can play. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, be good. Thank you.
Well done. That's Diego. Chuck Berry has a new album, a studio album coming out
that's
going to be released posthumously. And I listened to Big Boys is a song that's been released from it. I think it's out publicly, or we may have an advanced copy here. He sounds great, and yeah. It was recorded just last year. I had a lot of it. We all did lots of Facebook posts Saturday night when his death was announced. So sad. So, and I'm thinking, I mean, the guy lived to be 90. He was playing until he was 88. It is sad, of course.
We're always sad to say goodbye, but I think he had a long, full life of good times and probably some wild decisions as well.
Well, it just and, you know, I discovered him when I was about 13, too. And it's interesting because I think I was 13 before you were 13. And there's a lot of – he is sort of a rite of passage for a lot of people over many, many years.
Yeah.
And again, I hope that didn't come out wrong. Of course it's sad, but I mean, a long and successful career.
Well, he's one of those first rock and roll artists. There's not too many before him. I'm a big fan of Rosetta Tharpe as well, but I mean, there's only a few. I mean,
the thing, and I'd never really thought much about this, but you know, he had all these great dance moves and great guitar moves. And he is a big guy. I never really appreciated it until I was starting to watch some videos of him last week. I never saw him live, but I think he was 6'1", with pretty big fingers too, yet able to, you know, duck walk and do splits and all this other stuff.
He was forever the showman.
I mean, you
fall in love with the music, but I think you fall in love with his performance as well.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Diego, it's been fun to have you here. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
And
Appreciate it.
DiegoPop.com is how you can get more information on music. You've got a new single you're going to close up with.
Yeah, so this is a song I've been playing for a while. It's called I Want More.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks. You know, I've heard
sure that I was always gonna want more, 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 more. Now that I'm sure I found the cure, the answer's gotta be, baby, it's gotta be more, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I want more, yeah. Ooh. Darling, you know I'm always gonna want more, yeah.
Diego, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.